Brian.
Rana.
This is hot off the presses information. Okay.
This is huge news. Yeah.
The AI Social Club continues to grow beyond all expectation. We have welcomed so many incredible members into the club and continue to. But right now, okay, pardon me, coming up, people have to, if they want to get the September box, we are now accepting members. They have to sign up by September 1st. Anyone that is registered or has signed up for a September box, pardon me, will be entered to win what I can only describe as the greatest contest gift of all time.
This is like, this is what you shoot to the stars for, is to grab something like this.
We shouldn't even be offering this.
I'm actually shocked we are, Rana.
They are entered to win a 5-minute segment on this show, on this very free feed Ask Rana show, where they can AMA. Ask us anything, pardon me.
If they have advice, questions about Jordan, whatever they want.
Well, I mean, Jordan's not, you know, that's Jordan's business. Jordan's not.
Right, I guess that's
Jordan's
true.
Jordan's not
that's
on true. The show.
No, he isn't.
But
you're
they
right.
can ask us whatever they want. If they want to ask an advice question, if they want to kibitz about something, if they want to say, you know, this thing happened the other day, I'm curious what you thought about it. And we will spend 5 minutes talking to them about whatever, however, on the show. On the actual show, they will appear here. If they are registered for the September box, they're entered to win. So that is AISocial.club. The boxes are going from strength to strength. I literally yesterday was doing my in the lab tasting for the August box.
Sure. Yeah.
It's so gorgeous. It's so fun. It's so cute. We're having our white party for August, so watch out, pardon me. But
get your linens.
September will be not in any way a step down. I can't wait to start getting into all those fall flavors. Oh,
me too. I got to say, this cocktail club gets better and better and better. We've got Connor. We've got all the hits.
Yeah.
We've got gorgeous bespoke cocktail makers and liquor makers. And I got to say, I love it.
And he always
it's
gets
such
to sit
a step
on
above.
The ground floor, Connor, of something that people...
Of like the coolest, hottest thing.
Well, that's classic Ask Ron, is that people think,
oh,
we say something and then people, a few months later, it becomes the thing and people say, where did I hear about that? And it's always
Yeah, we're not
here.
Sending you a bottle of Jack Daniels, okay?
Yeah. Full-size bottles, full-size candy bars, that's what I'm known
that
for.
That look gorgeous on any countertop and taste like light
well,
as
what you're really doing is building a gorgeous home bar.
You're building a bar.
Yeah. And we always
build
send,
a bar. Build
you know,
a bar.
There's sometimes there's a cute accessory or a coaster. The match boxes last time people couldn't get over. We sent the leopard as our mascot. We have to name him, by the way. Or her. In any event, this ad's gone on too long. You get the idea. AISocial.club, AISocialClub.com. We can't wait to welcome you into the Carriage House Club.
So exciting.
Hi, dear.
Hi, darling. How are you, Rana?
You're in a very beautiful location.
I noticed. I'm just a hop, skip, and a jump from you, Rana.
It's funny. You sort of absconded from
I did.
The carriage house. Yeah.
I had to run away because when I heard you were coming back and the whole thing with what happened in the pool and my super spreader event and all that, I just couldn't. I had to run away.
Well, I had to have the whole Massachusetts Health Department come in and just scour the place for monkeypox.
I was too nervous to be there, Ron. I was too nervous. So I had to really get out of town and go.
Speaking of monkeypox, I didn't know this is what I was going to talk about today, but I'm very upset about two things.
Okay.
And they either affect you or they don't affect you at all. Let's see. Directly or indirectly involved. We're going to find out.
I'm ready.
The first thing I'm upset about is that I read a headline today that people have been killing monkeys in Brazil.
What?
Because they don't understand that they don't have anything to do with monkeypox, so they should rename it.
Well, then rename it. That's awful.
That made me very upset. The other thing is I have no idea how this happened to me. You know I'm not a Facebook. Okay.
You're not a Facebook.
No, Meta.
Neither am I. I'm not a Meta.
Apologies, Meta.
Right, exactly. Thank you.
But on occasion, And excuse everyone, today I'm wearing different headphones. I'm completely vermished. I can't find my other headphones. But
you're wearing cans, Rana.
The cans. I am wearing cans. It's true. I don't know how this got served to me, this content. I barely ever even click on this.
Okay.
But somehow I have been served videos of people bathing monkeys, baby monkeys.
That sounds sweet.
It's not. It's very, very upsetting.
Wait, why?
Because they're clearly terrified.
Oh.
And the people are doing it, they don't. Do I think they're ill-intentioned? I don't. Do I think they're ignorant? Absolutely.
Yes.
These poor monkeys are so
It's like riding a dolphin. It's so mean.
Exactly. They're clinging to life. They think they love dolphins and want to go to meet one and ride one.
Right.
Sea World.
Yeah.
Well, this is Monkey World.
Yeah.
And it is so upsetting. They're so tiny, these little monkeys. They're clinging to each other. But the other thing that's happening is these people are making these videos just so you'll watch them. They're obviously getting paid on some level to either for advertising or I don't know what. They get something.
Yeah.
And so they keep making these videos. I'm not joking. I saw a woman wash a monkey with a lime yesterday.
With a lime?
The fruit.
What did you call me, Rana? Don't bring me into this. Don't bring me into this, Rana.
Speaking of fruits, the fruits are really going to love the AI Social Club selection this month because it's something very fruity.
This one's for the fruits. Fruity in it. This one's shout out to the fruits.
I have to tell you, it is for the fruits, right down to the label. This one's for the fruits, and I can't wait to talk about it on the social club.
It's my.
I was doing
thing.
All my materials the other day, and I said to myself, "Am I going to include my joke about the fruits here, or am I going to save it for the kiki? Because it is for the fruits."
ARSocial.club. Get on it. Get those memberships. I have to tell you, we have busted through what's bustable in terms of the show we put on for these people.
Oh, I hate to tell you that our numbers are way, way, way bigger than I ever expected.
I'm thrilled about that. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. Rana. I mean, we're still trying to recoup the initial investment. So, Brian, don't expect the check to be any bigger anytime soon. But, you know, I have to take a lot of that money and put it back into the club.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No.
So just don't, you know, don't expect your check. Did you get your lips filled, dear, since the last time
Something's going on with my face on the screen, and I can't figure out what's going on. I hear you. It might be that my screen
you
is foggy.
Look dewy. And don't touch it. You've got the absolute Barbara Walters Vaseline lens. No, don't clean it up. You look gorgeous.
I can't tell what's going on because I agree with you.
Dewy, fresh, and fruity.
I feel like I look like wet.
Well, okay. You know what? I said it wasn't that kind of show, and I said that a while ago.
I'm just like a wet lunch meat. Come lunch eat me, baby.
Lunch meat, did you say? Wet lunch meat?
I'm like a
turkey slices.
I'm like a Lunchable turkey slice.
A wet Applegate turkey slice. That's what
I'm nothing
like.
But wet meat, baby. Yeah. Nitrates, baby. Nitrates.
So many nitrates.
Rana, I have an urgent question for you before we continue.
Okay, because today's episode's gonna be a little different because the person that we have with us today is a super fan.
I know.
Hold on. I've got to just touch my EMA's Apple Watch because it's going off and we don't want that.
I know. And our guest just got here. But before we let him in, Rana, I do have to tell you something. And it's I need to know because the world wants to know. And I know this probably isn't coming out for a while. Or is it coming out this week?
Was I behind the raid on Trump's house? Is that the question?
First of all.
How much am I enjoying it? Yes. Am I absolutely furious that people are politicizing it?
Ugh.
Here's what I want so badly. I want someone to just say, there are laws.
Yeah.
If you break them, there are consequences.
That's
Please
it.
Stop asking me why it's any different than if he stole a bag of chips from the store.
Yeah.
Do you want me to deal? Do you want someone to be held accountable or not?
Yep.
So stop asking me about anything else and stop trying to drag everybody else into this.
Yep.
Pardon me.
He broke the law.
Did you listen to the Daily? Well, the other thing is, you know, they gave him a couple of chances.
Of course.
They said, this is awkward. We're sure you didn't mean to take any of that
And now
stuff.
His plan
so
to
please
just
send it back. Do you know he sent the boxes back practically empty?
Yeah. And now
what he did was he sent it back and they realized it was classified material. And then they realized everything had been mishandled. But what I also heard today was that through his whole presidency, he would just tear things up and people would follow behind him, taping notes back together.
By the way, he's smarter than I thought. I can't even believe that he like would even have the decency to tear shit up that he knew was wrong.
Well, no, that's not. I mean, that's just gangsta stuff he's been doing forever. Right. You know, that's never send someone an email if you have something sensitive to say them, call them on the phone so they can't record it.
Right.
I mean, Rana, that's just his. He was doing this at the Trump Organization long before. Never true. Kept records ever.
Leave no trace.
Yeah, because. Well, and the answer is, question is why? And the answer is because you're committing crimes left and right. Yes, right. Dear.
An even more urgent question than that one.
I just steamrolled all over you. I couldn't.
You know what, though?
So
it was
upset.
Worth it because I wanted to hear your take, and I think you're absolutely correct. I mean, there's not even a take to have. Like you said, there are laws in place,
stop
and if you break them,
like
you suffer
take. Exactly.
The consequences. There is no take.
Though the Washington Post had a headline, Merrick Garland said he wouldn't politicize the office of the AG. Now he just raided Trump's house. And I wanted to say, middle finger. You're supposed to be one of the last journalistic organizations that knows how to tell a story, and that's your headline. Shame on you.
Shame on you. And
you
I also have to say, what sort of president is deciding to plead the fifth on every question they get? Like, what kind of leader is that?
Thank you very much.
Piece of shit. But Rana, that's not what I was going to ask.
No, that's not what the show is.
I wanted to know if you have any ambition, any blonde ambition, because you are dirty blonde.
Yeah.
If you have any... blonde ambition.
Yeah, more of a scandy blonde, but yeah.
You're more of a scandy blonde. So do you have any blonde ambition to, at our next Kiki, at our next formal event, to copy Teresa Giudice's hair?
I'll tell you something.
What'd you think? 1,500 bobby pins, it said. 1,500 bobby.
1,500
1,500 bobby pins. The hair cost $10,000.
That's not accurate about the bobby pins, unless they pre-pinned it and then just put it on a head. So in which case, I'll believe it. I could not look away from her hair. I was talking about
her
hair days before the hair story broke. I mean, days.
Really?
I have to say, in some ways...
She said it came out exactly like she wanted.
I believe it. In some ways, Teresa sort of did the thing. You know, all these women, they have to find their brands and what they're going to do, who are they? They go into it as a certain person. Then they sort of are transformed by the process. And some of them come out, you know, figure out how to be businesswomen as a result and how to manage their brand. But Teresa went in as a certain person, and then she sort of had this aspiration to be quote unquote classy.
Yeah.
And she tried that a lot of different ways. And this wedding to me, she went to jail. She got divorced. She this, she that. This wedding to me was her saying, you know what? I'm not any of those things.
Yeah.
I'm this thing.
Yep.
I'm getting married at a chateau in New Jersey.
Right.
I'm wearing a mini skirt to get photographed in the parking lot in a quote unquote Chanel tank top. These are things you don't see in the store. I don't know where they get them. This is the, you know, knockoff, whatever it is. You never see sparkle like that in the boutique.
No.
They know their customer and they contact them and they say, here, we took a paint. They're like, you want this?
Yeah.
And her hair looked like it weighed 38 pounds. My guess is she absolutely thought she looked like a Disney princess that
she
got
married
at a chateau.
She thought she looked, she really was like, she was crying tears.
The higher the hair, the closer to God.
Yeah.
And
well,
then
she's going to need all the help she can get.
And then this Luis, what about, did you see the tank top he was wearing or the t-shirt before they got married? Said the night before, you know, people always wear, you know, bride, right before, whatever.
Right.
He was wearing one that said free man. Because he was a free man that last day.
For one more night.
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
So fucking
he
chill.
I saw a picture from the next day at the brunch. He looks so hungover.
Oh, I believe it. Ooh.
And by the way, he's Joe 2.0.
Oh, for sure.
He's
already. I mean, like, in which way? In the con
already
way?
Had trouble with the law, everything. Yeah.
She doesn't care.
Yeah. And we're going to find out he's cheating on her.
No doubt about that.
Yeah. And she's going to be shocked.
Of course.
Yeah. Dorinda Medley was there. She was wearing a hot pink sequin jumpsuit.
My God.
With a black tuxedo jacket draped over the shoulder.
That sounds okay.
My favorite thing of all was not even Teresa. It was all the, they had pictures of all the guest arrivals. There was a woman who was like a bodybuilder in a green braless number. I mean, it was just, it was incredible.
Were you seeing those Daily Mail?
It was a parade like no other parade. I believe it was on the Daily Mail.
Okay, I'm going to go back and look.
Speaking of the Daily Mail, speaking of the Irish Times.
I have to say our gorgeous guest is here, who, by the way, I have a crush on. And I'm not
you're just saying that because you know he has a crush on you.
I actually don't know that he has a crush on me. I think that's
Oh, no, everyone knows he has a crush on you. He talks about it all the time.
I would get on that in 5 seconds, but I won't make this sexy.
I don't buy it. I think you'd see him in person and wonder.
I've seen him in person, Rana.
Where'd you see him in person?
Excuse me, Rana. I have a podcast called Attitudes that you were a guest star on in London, Rana. And we did it live. And Geroid was there.
He wasn't our guest, though.
No, but he was there.
He came to see the show.
You were the guest.
Yeah.
He came to see you and Adam Buxton. He came to see the show.
His name's Geroid. We're going to have to get to the bottom of it. How is Adam Buxton? Because Adam Buxton was built for quarantine, and I want to know how
he was built for quarantine.
Doing.
We got to find out. I'm not sure, actually.
Yeah, we should have him on,
I'm
going to
send him a text.
Again.
He's very fun.
Yeah, send him. He is fun. He's a sleeper agent, that one.
Yeah.
We should bring Geroid on because we have a bunch of business, but he's a listener to the show, and so he'll get the rest, like a Naomi. Might enjoy a little bit of a catch up. You know, he was my guest host when you were gone, which was fabulous. He's so delicious, this guy.
You know what? I think maybe you were right about Geroid with the first thing you said, maybe. Why do I keep doing that, Rana? I got to stop.
Spelled Geroid like a hemorrhoid. How come we never made that joke before?
Presenting the hemorrhoid.
Hemorrhoid Fairly coming now. Let him in, Dante.
Let her rip. Rana, are you a gamer? Have you ever been a gamer?
You know, not really, but I have been known to find games very meditative.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Well, Rana, can I tell you what might be holding you back from the ultimate gaming experience?
Please.
Is it the hundreds of dollars it costs for your setup? Or are you the busy on the go type with only minutes to spare?
In all honesty, it's both because I don't want to have a console.
Of course not.
Yeah.
You don't want the eyesore.
Exactly.
Level up your game with Backbone, the universal gaming essential that instantly enhances your gaming experience on mobile. I used this on the train from Providence to New York City. And I have to tell you, it was a full blast. I did Mario Kart. I did Sonic. And I haven't played a video game in a long time.
It's also very attractive, I have to say.
It is.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's exactly what you want, especially when you're on the go.
Yeah.
Backbone just released a PlayStation edition of their beloved Backbone 1. The officially licensed controller for PlayStation was brought to life in collaboration with the PlayStation design team. The elegant colors, materials, and finishes.
Scrumptious.
And scrumptious inspiration of the design of the PS5 DualSense controller, all the way down to the transparent face buttons and its visually distinctive floating appearance. I mean, this sounds like the future.
Yeah.
Simply plug in your iPhone to the Backbone and enjoy console quality controls as you play console games via remote play or cloud streaming services and app store games. Again, I played things like Mario Kart, Sonic, Spider-Man, You can even play games like Apex Legends Mobile, COD Mobile, Genshin Impact, Minecraft. I've heard of that one.
Yeah.
Go to playbackbone.com/Rana.
That's right.
Now to order your Backbone for limited time and get free access to over 350 console games and perks. Backbone is now the official partner of Diablo Immortal. Isn't that wonderful?
How about that?
Not only is the game specifically optimized for Backbone, but you will also receive $10 of in-game perks. Find your next adventure at playbackbone.com/Rana.
And I have to say, what sounds like more fun than chilling out on the train or on the plane or on the subway or just when you're trying to chill out.
Yeah.
By using Backbone, and all you need is Backbone and your phone. So there you go. Playbackbone.com/Rana. Attention Carriage House members, Rana here to tell you all about Anchor.fm. Anchor is the fabulous app that we use to create our podcast. And let me tell you something, you can use it to create a podcast of your own. It's totally free. They have these terrific creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, if you're that sort of person. I have a staff, excuse me. And now you can even add any song from Spotify directly to your episodes, which is pretty fabulous. The possibilities are totally endless. So download the free Anchor app now or go to anchor.fm to get started today. Kiss, kiss.
There we go.
There we go. Now we're sucking diesel.
Now tilt it down just a touch so we can get more of
my
face.
Goodness. All this direction.
Well, I should have been a director. Everyone knows that.
Everyone does.
Look,
a theater director.
Of course, she would have been direct.
But
she
said,
"You should not do that."
Why? I would have walked around with a cane and smacked them in the leg if their leg came out of the lineup.
And you would say, "You know what? Can you kick that light up to a 12?"
I would just keep saying, "From the top."
Yep.
Yeah.
That'd be tough.
I would have been an excellent Russian ballet instructor. You know, the type that destroys children and makes careers.
Yep.
Yep.
No tolerance. No tolerance for emotion.
A destroyer of childhoods and a maker of stars. Yeah. That's what I would have
been. And you would just limp up and down beside a row of ballerinas, just tapping a stick.
That's exact. Smash with
They would be scared for their lives.
They would have permanent black and blues, but only on the undersides of their knees, because in performance, I wouldn't want them to have any bruises that show.
It's the most stressful thing in the world, Geroid, when you have to walk down the long hall if Rana needs to do a little check on you. And I honestly basically have to get a stylist. The whole thing, it's unnerving.
You need to be bulletproof.
Whenever someone says, when Yardvina or anyone or Tony or anyone says, Rana needs to see you, I have to like throw on some pancake makeup. I got to get myself together and make that long walk down that hall. It's so scary.
I don't know how you do it. I mean, I think if I had to meet her in real life, it would be very difficult. I mean, today it was like, I need a shirt. Does it fit me? It's second, because it's a Zoom. So it's just...
Are you recording? I sure hope you are, because this is just comedy gold.
Gold, baby.
I am indeed, yes. I'm
fabulous. Yeah.
Well, I don't see a microphone, which to me is already a wonder merit.
Okay, what I'll do is...
I don't care about your setup. I don't want to see these posters. I want to see where your microphone
near my mouth.
That's what I want to say.
Oh my God, Rhonda, you're really out of control.
I'm running an enterprise.
It's everything I've ever dreamed of.
Good. I know that is part of the deal.
We compared your name to a hemorrhoid right before you came on.
Well, because here's why, Geroid. I kept telling.
I can't believe we hadn't done it before.
Well, when I was younger, I met the comedian Victoria Wood, who always made jokes about hemorrhoids, and she was the first person that ever said to me, "Oh, that sounds like a hemorrhoid," as she was signing an autograph. And I thought, I guess this is nice.
Yeah. She was flirting.
Yeah, I think so. Definitely think so.
Definitely. Geroid, are you in Dublin right now, or where are you?
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm in Dublin. I'm right in the Dublin city center. So I'm kind of by, like the city center is about 5 minutes that way, and then the beach is about 5 minutes that way.
Oh my God, how wonderful.
5 minutes to city center, 5 minutes to the beach. What are you, some kind of celebrity?
It's an island.
Oh, I guess that's the case.
Yeah.
Mr. Cleveland was recently in Dublin. He had to go on some official business.
Yeah.
I've never been.
He had to go. He sometimes cleans the carpets. Is that what it was? He did a vacuum or?
Yeah, he had to clean the carpets. Yeah, at a castle. Yeah. He brought his wet vac.
I know he's somewhere in
there. There had been a rollaway case full of swatches.
Yeah, there was a little water damage in a castle, and Mr. Cleveland had to fly to take care of it. But in any event, he said it was the most beautiful place he's ever been.
Dublin?
That's what he said.
Ireland. Yeah, he did.
Oh, wow.
Something about it called to his soul, and that made me very nervous.
To his stole? What was he wearing?
Yeah, his mink stole. Called his mink stole. Then he was in Prague after that.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. And where
he's trying to expand his enterprise.
I've been living here a long time, and I've never felt that way.
All I know is this.
To find those places.
He was 4 minutes from the city center and 4 minutes from the coast.
Yeah, he was 1 minute closer.
1 minute closer.
Okay,
he loved the neighborhood that Bono lives in. I don't know what that's. He didn't know the name of anything. He said, oh, I loved this. I loved that. But I said, well, what was it called? I don't know.
Well,
if you can imagine what could infuriate a person like me more than that kind of an answer. Yeah. What could send me to
Rana
the moon
likes the details. It's
with
true.
Fury than a person who's just generally taking in life as opposed to specifically taking it in?
That's right.
I would say that he was in, like, Bono lived in two places, to my knowledge. One of them was Cedarwood in Finglas. And I don't think that would be
the where he lives
where
now.
Is.
Where he lives
now.
Oh,
that's good. That's Killiney.
What's that?
Killiney.
Killiney.
Ooh, yeah. That's fun.
Enya lives there in a castle.
I was going to ask where Enya lives.
Yeah, she lives in a castle in Killiney.
Are there ever any sightings? Or she kind of says like a reckless,
isn't she? I don't think that's where. He was saying in Dublin it was a neighborhood and there were lots of cute restaurants and things.
Oh, it's Killiney. It's a village kind of south of Dublin.
Okay.
So it's very fancy.
What about Enya? Do people see her out and about?
She's supposed to be reclusive.
She is supposed to be reclusive, but then just bizarrely, she was in the paper a couple of weeks ago with her mother.
At a Smoothie King?
just coming out of a Starbucks.
Not reclusive, just got old. Yeah, that's what they call old people, reclusive. And what they mean is, oh, sorry, we didn't notice you there.
Yep.
Yeah, we're not interested anymore.
Was there an Enya sighting recently?
There was, yeah. There was something on in Trinity College in Dublin, some event, and Enya was there with her mom, I think.
Wow. Yeah. She must be very proud of her daughter.
Yeah, I mean, unless she's listened to the albums.
That's true. She might be like, your music is lame.
It's like, Enya, is this not one song?
Yeah, it's really all one song. It really is all
you
one
song. You two birds.
No, Garode is my... Do you know that Garode is like my husband? He's the one.
Brian is the one for me, 100%.
You know, he has a husband who's a scientist.
Yeah. Garode does?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
But we have an arrangement. Look, we have an arrangement.
Oh, great.
The arrangement
okay.
is...
And if you find someone better, you're allowed to leave.
Isn't that the arrangement
everyone has?
Well, don't let him do any sort of, what do they call it? Scientists do, like chemical castration or anything. Like,
oh, no,
you know
no,
what I mean?
No,
he can't
administer.
What is the arrangement?
Well, I don't know what kind
have?
Of experiments.
Well, I did some prehab with this because, like years ago when we were having this conversation about, you know, celebrity hall pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What I did was, he said his was like Ryan Gosling or something. And I said, Josh in 911. Because he watches 911.
I can't fucking wait to.
So, I didn't tell him, obviously, that.
That we know each other?
That we know each other. That would just be silly.
I love that. I love it. Was he like, aim higher? What are you talking about? Josh on 911.
No, he was like, that's fine. Yeah, that's fair.
Rana, look at this. Look at this.
I feel I should leave the room.
No, you're going to be there.
I really don't want to.
In a big hat.
I sure do appreciate the invitation.
Anytime.
So... Now, listen to me, Garode. We have a couple of updates, a couple of messages, a couple of updates.
Yes.
We just want to share them quickly, and then we're going to get to some of this advice. Roller coaster kind of. These questions are a little bit of a roller coaster today.
That could be fun, though.
Some of them are even insane.
Okay.
I don't know. We can skip right to the questions if you want, but there are a couple follow-ups I did want to hit quickly.
Okay. There's one from Scarlett's up. There's also the one from Ryan who has the man with the clingy friend who wanted to be invited to all of the plans but not date him. There's Or which do you like?
Well, the most important one is a PSA, and I think the Garode might have a perspective on this, which is
okay.
in Darcy's episode, we talked about a cat that kept coming in a window. Remember that?
Yes. Oh my God, that's right.
Someone wrote in desperately on Instagram right after listening, DM'd us, OMG, don't use peppermint. That was Darcy's suggestion, okay. I suppose.
Because why?
It will attract cats. I was just listening to today's episode on my run and heard the question about cats coming in through a window. Someone mentioned that animals hate the smell of peppermint. This is true for mice, but opposite is true of cats. Mint, basil, and most importantly, catnip are all part of the same plant family. How come no one cooks with catnip then? Anyone with a cat will tell you they go nuts at the scent of mint because they think it will get them high. I have to be careful when drinking mint
cats
tea.
Cats are unreal.
And my cat attacks my legs whenever I use a menthol-infused lotion or sore legs after a run. So peppermint oil will attract the cats and cause even more of a frenzy. Now, Garode, is that true or is that just her cat?
That might be just her cat. I know from my cat.
What does Boots do when you're smoking a menthol cigarette?
Well, Boots, can I show you Boots, actually?
Please.
I mean, Boots is in her domain at the moment.
Which is where?
I don't see her.
She's up at the top.
Oh, I see her.
She's atop the cupboard.
That's a good-looking room, Garode.
This is the office. It's thank you, but that's just very kind.
It is.
She has a fan just sitting right beside her. She's one of those, she doesn't know her privilege.
She's a real Cleopatra cat.
She really is.
Yeah.
Rana, wouldn't that be fun, though, if you, like, took Trump and put peppermint all over him and then just unleashed a herd of cats? See what happened?
Well, they'd all jump right on his head anyway.
That's true.
I think what does work for keeping cats away, though, is if you take a tea bag and you rip the tea bag open and scatter the tea around, they don't like that.
See, but here's what happens. You say something like that, and the next person who listens to this show jogging has to pull over and say, no, oh my God, if you have a horse. Yeah,
my cat ate a piece of tea. Yes, of course. What if you have a horse? A horse can't eat tea. Yeah,
exactly. It'll be all sorts of...
a mini horse. I have a pot-bellied pig.
Yeah. The cat stayed away, but it attracts rattlesnakes. Yeah.
Exactly.
Diametaceous earth. That's my prescription for the cats, getting the cats to stay away.
That's an ingredient. Okay, yeah.
What's that?
It's a
whole thing.
Oh, please.
You just got to Google it and know that just put it all over your body and all over your house and nothing bad will ever happen.
That was in the Mary Holland episode. Correct. That's what you can go listen to that.
Yeah.
So listen to me. This is a juicy follow-up from the Scarlet episode. This was the girl that was in a relationship with a polyamorous guy.
Okay.
So she was in a relationship with a guy that was in an open relationship. He was married. He had a child. During the course of their relationship, he was married. He had a child with the woman he was married to. But he continued to carry on this, I guess it's not an affair because the relationship was open. This relationship with our letter writer. And our letter writer broke it off with him. And then she went back in again.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
And now she really needs to break it off with him.
Oh, I see.
And she wasn't sure how to move on or what to do, and we gave her the what for. So I'm going to let Brian read the update here.
Okay. Dear Rana, Brian, and Scarlett, thank you. I have listened to your response twice now, and I can't quite believe how insightful and supportive you both have been. Rana, you are absolutely correct that mourning Jay and our relationship is completely entangled with my grief for my father. I am terrified to go through that grief again, but I know it will be necessary. Scarlett was also right when she mentioned that I needed Jay then, but I am much stronger now. This one is harder for me to fully believe and internalize, but I know it to be true, and it was so helpful to hear. Your response has come at the perfect time, as Jay and I have been messy at best since I wrote the letter. Your words have helped me get to the point where I'm ready to fully close the door, as did the fact I had to brace myself before listening to your response because I already knew exactly what was coming. You were kinder and more understanding than I could have imagined. Nearly no one in my life has ever validated what the relationship has meant, and I think I needed the permission to appreciate it for what it was. That being said, you ultimately confirmed what I have known for a long time. There is no world in which anyone would recommend me to stay in this situation or keep trying. I love the idea of a force field, an external source of strength to get me through the challenging moments I'm sure are to come. It has taken me longer than most, but I do finally feel ready to ascend to my throne. I'm particularly enjoying that imagery and will use it. Ooh, I like that too. Along with the scent. as inspiration to walk proudly into the next phase of life where my strength is enough. I will also say that my father, a proud Italian-American, would absolutely love the idea of a perfume from the Medici's. Medici's. Again, I cannot thank you enough, and I will stay true to Scarlett's restriction that this gift is for, quote, stay away from J use only. Truly touched and incredibly grateful. Emily, P.S. Okay,
P.S. we can't say it. We can't say info for you.
Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough.
Wow. Well, that's a fabulous follow-up. We gave her the Santa Maria novella, Catherine de Medici scent.
I gotta say. Ooh,
and the other thing I forgot to mention was that her father passed away at the same time that she started that relationship. And so she sort of used that to not completely mourn the loss of her father.
I gotta say,
sort of a drama and attachment of that relationship. So now she sort of has to get into that mess one more time. But she's not the same girl she was then. She's strong enough.
Totally. And I also have to say, like, when you break up with someone who you know isn't right for you or who you think is just not serving you well, you always think the hardest part is breaking up. The hardest part is not going back. The hardest part is really, like, resting in your power in that way and trusting what you did was the right thing. Because the easiest thing to do is to be like, that was so comfortable and so nice, even though probably wasn't, and to go right back. So good for you. That's hard.
She also wants more things out of life, and he's already getting and gotten those things with somebody else and does not want them with her. And that is a tough pill to swallow, but that's okay because now she has all of this experience and all of this, you know, she had that sort of transformational time in her life. Now she gets to walk out of that into something fabulous and get everything she deserves instead of a little bite of this and a bite of that and a bite of that just to make up a meal.
I always think that when a relationship ends, like it's the nights where you come home and you think you have something to do and then realize you don't. Uh-huh. They're the hardest ones because they're the ones where you kind of go, what am I doing tonight? I'm not doing anything. I don't have a plan.
Yeah.
I have nothing to clean up. I don't have a book to read.
Yeah.
So what I would say is always have something cute on Netflix.
There you go. Keep it running.
Always have a show.
That's right.
Go straight to bed.
Yeah, exactly. That's
knock yourself
take a bath and go straight to bed.
That's right. Get a frying pan.
Put a frying pan next to your bed and smash yourself.
Just smash yourself out
and start over. Time to do a face mask so you can get your face back out there.
Speaking of faces, it full blown looks like I smeared Vaseline all over myself.
Everyone knows you did.
No, but I didn't.
I think you're using that slug serum.
I'll tell you, I'm using a new SPF that I think might be too shiny.
What's the brand?
It's not Drunk Elephant. It's called, I can go get it. It's in the bathroom. I don't remember the name of it. It's called like Insane or something. No, maybe
what?
It's something like that. I don't remember.
I don't think it is called that.
I don't remember what it's called.
I don't think that's a catchy name for a sunscreen company.
Insane.
I don't remember. All right, we've got one more follow-up and then we're going on here. So this was the guy that was in love with his friend or liked his friend and told his friend he liked him. And his friend, they maybe hooked up a couple of times, I think. And then the friend said, I'm not looking for a relationship with you. And then they spent every minute together.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Isn't that right?
That's about right, Rana.
And he said, okay, we're not going to be together. But now this friend is always saying, so then he tried to move on a little bit. And the other friend kept saying, am I invited? Well, why are you doing these plans without me?
Yeah.
But he had tried to have a relationship.
He was the straight one. Yes.
Correct. Okay.
Yeah.
Straight.
Should I read it, Rana?
By straight. Who's straight? No one's straight in this question.
No one's straight in this question.
You said he was the straight one.
I thought someone in it was straight.
You're the straightest person attached to this question.
Okay, fair enough. You know, I just want to say
it was all fruits. It was a big bucket of fruit, and they were all in there together.
I just want to say to all the straight guys, I hope you're all putting Aquaphor on your face at the end of every
It'll night. Never not be funny to me to call someone a fruit. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's the funniest thing. I started saying it, Rana. Like, I literally
the casual homophobia.
It's rampant here.
Well,
I
you know, my cousin, the fruit, he's a fruit. Well, my brother was a fruit, so I know what I'm talking about.
He's another fruit like me. I love it. Just all the fruits were there. You know, it was really fun.
It was a whole fruit machine.
Exactly.
Fruit salad.
All the fruits. It's my favorite thing.
Read the follow-up from this fruit who had the other fruit that wasn't interested in him.
This is a real fruit. Okay.
But wanted to be invited to everything.
Yeah, of course, like any fruit would.
I hate
fruits. Fruits have major FOMO. Let's be honest. Dear Ron and Brian, I wanted to follow up my letter about the needy friend and that I truly took your words to heart.
I sure hope so.
Yeah. Otherwise, what the fuck did you waste our time for?
What are we doing here?
After taking your advice, I began to see Jay a lot less. He started acting out by putting me down and talking shit about my long-term friends to me. No
cool.
Wonder. Yeah, so cool. We had a conversation. I told him I needed time apart for him. Weeks had passed, and one night I was driving home from an appointment with my therapist and feeling really good about progress I was making. Ring, ring, fruit, fruit. It was Jay. I took the call and
my banana phone rang.
My banana phone rang. I had to take off my Clementine earrings to pick it up. It was Jay. I took the call and all he could do was point out how shitty I was for, his word, abandoning him and being too sensitive about how he spoke about my friends. After very honest conversation, he left me on this line. P.S. Remember when you were hoping for a relationship? I should have told you I was sleeping with a decent amount of people. I hope this being on the table means we can start fresh.
Okay, I love the quantity of a decent amount of people.
Yeah. He ignored my request.
What is that? I think it's
two.
I think it wants to be four, but it's only two.
Yeah. Okay.
I think he's trying to imply he was sleeping with 10 different
more
people.
More than he actually was.
People. But decent amount of people means more than one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does Jay listen? Does Jay also listen?
I don't know if Jay listens. I feel like
this sounds to me like they've had a conversation. Yeah.
Start fresh, ignore my request for space, and then rub salt in the wound. Not only was he pulling this crap, but ruined how I was feeling after a great therapy session. Well, that's on you. I told him that you
answered the phone, bozo.
Yep. I told him that I think we were done and to please respect my space. I muted him on Instagram so I don't have to be notified if he messaged me, and it would go to the message request section.
I was eating a delicious bowl of ice cream and someone said, would you mind if I splashed you in the face with some vinegar? And I said, sure.
Yeah. So now it's been a month or so and I'm clearing out some spam messages in that Instagram folder. There's one from Jay. If this message had been written by Ramona Singer, Lisa Rinna, or Heather Dubrow, I wouldn't have been surprised. I'm really missing you, but I'm sorry you're still hurting. And that's that. Thank you for giving me the push I sorely needed. I spoke about the situation with my therapist recently. She gave me the exact same advice as you all. That's going to be an insult to Rana. Rana, Brian, and remarkable guests, you'll have to start billing us for your time. Thank you so much. C.
The only thing this letter made me realize was that Taylor Armstrong is coming back to the Real Housewives of Orange County.
And I might
watch as a result.
Yeah, I like her. I liked. Did you watch Ultimate Girls Trip?
I haven't watched Orange County in 100 years. Did you watch that? Beverly Hills, all of it.
Did you watch that Ex-Wives Ultimate Girl Trip?
Wasn't she on there?
Oh yeah, it was Dorinda.
I'll go watch.
Dorinda,
that.
Vicky, yeah. Tamara, Taylor. Who else? Phaedra.
Dorinda and Vicky should not be in the same place together. Oh, how did that go?
They vacated each other.
Yeah, that's not right.
Vicky
that's
kept calling
TV.
Dorinda's house old, and Dorinda was getting furious. Because it's all at the Berkshires. The entire series is all of them staying.
What?
It's the most insane.
Dorinda hosts
Brandy's. Is it there too? Yeah, she hosts them all at Blue Stump. Yeah. She hosts them
she
all
must
at Blue
just
Stump.
Need that rental. I don't understand
And by
why.
The way, she keeps saying, because it's sort of interesting a little bit behind the scenes. It's like, they're like, well, what did Andy tell you?
Dorinda does age 25 years when she goes to Bluestone Manor.
Totally.
In New York, she's sort of hot and sexy. And then when she goes to the Berkshire, she becomes an old grandmother who's always trying to put out like a deviled egg and a anything to keep drinking wine all day. So this goes with this.
They had a hot balloon air ride, the hot air balloon ride, it was tied down in Dorinda's backyard. So they just like got in the balloon and then went up like 10 feet.
I'd do that.
Yeah, they did that. But also for insurance reasons. But I also have to say this, all of them talk because they're all had been fired and they all each talk about like, what did Andy tell you? And Dorinda goes, which is great. Their conversations are so good. It was so fucking good.
And they aired it. What did Andy tell you?
Yeah. And Dorinda kept saying, Andy just told me I was on pause. And they were like, right. So that means that she goes, no, he told me I'm on pause. I wasn't fired. I'm on pause. It's crazy.
That shows me just how smart Andy is.
Definitely.
Because he knows Dorinda is just relentless. She's a dog with a bone. And so you don't want to deal with Dorinda.
And also, everyone said, did you ask Andy why you were fired? And Dorinda was the only one who goes, no, in fact, I told him I did not want to know. Ooh. Yeah, because she doesn't want to hear about her flaws.
Well, she's going to hear, she has to go to rehab. Their flaws. That's Luann's problem.
Correct.
Okay, so listen to me. Yes,
I'm jealous because I've never watched any Real Housewives. And I was talking to one of my friends about this recently. And I think the reason I've never watched it is I have four sisters.
So, yeah, you've lived it.
It was basically my childhood.
Yep.
Yeah, you don't need a minute of this.
That on a budget.
Okay. Yep. Now, our first question is coming from an international letter writer.
Oh my okay. Gosh.
So we're going to make, it could be a little bit hard. The letter is very well constructed, but there's a little bit of occasionally
translation issues.
Who's who here? Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
We're playing Horton. He's a who here. I'm going to read this. Garode, as you know, people write, the desperate, they really don't have anywhere to turn, or they have places to turn. They don't like the answers they're getting there. And I have bad news for them. They're not going to get an answer they like more here.
The fact that we're opening this up with a letter from Carmen San Diego basically means that everyone is desperate. When I think international, I think Carmen San Diego.
It's like last resort.
Where in the world?
Yeah.
Okay. Dear Ron O'Brien and marvelous guest. And Garode, by the way, you're on tour right now, aren't you?
I am. Yeah, I'm on tour. I'm going to the Edinburgh Festival on Monday, fabulous. For
where
2 weeks.
Where do people go to see where your dates are?
I'm GarodeFarrelly.com or on my
Perfect.
Instagram.
Okay, fabulous.
Anything with a date is on my Instagram.
You got it.
You know, it's funny. I was texting with someone today who shall remain nameless, who I said I saw that you were at Edinburgh and I was feeling a little bit nostalgic having done the Edinburgh Festival.
Sure.
And they wrote back and said, yes, but wow, you know, it's a lot.
Yeah.
And the truth is, it's probably great to swan in for 2 weeks and swan out.
Yeah.
But to be there for the whole month, it is a very complicated relationship because it's a beautiful city.
Yeah.
And everybody says, have you seen this? Have you seen this? Have you seen this? And you think, you know what I haven't even seen is the inside of my bed. And that's the only thing I want to see. I'm so tired. And the environment can feel a little bit toxic because it's just people talking about their shows all of the time.
Right.
Yeah.
But the town is beautiful.
Beautiful.
And it's
cold.
Just to the gills with narcissists for 30 days. That's
true. Yeah.
Every single one of them having a nervous breakdown.
Yep.
Well, that's sort of the energy. You know, that is sort of the energy. And everyone also feels that they're supposed to say, this is incredible. This is the time in my life. I'm having the time in my life. And no one can really figure out how to enjoy it. But
it's that thing of like, everyone says, are people talking about me? And also, why aren't people talking about me? You have both of those thoughts constantly.
And also, there's everyone has a day up in Edinburgh where it's like, you just tell people, I'm having the day. And the day is the day you realize you're not going to be the hit of the festival. You're not going to be discovering be a massive star. It's just, you've just got another 20 shows to do.
Yeah.
You're not going to be the only person that comes out of this. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Everyone's
Dear
just going
Ronna,
home.
Dear Ronna, Brian, and marvelous guest. Couldn't be more accurate as a
Absolutely
description.
True.
I need your infinite wisdom as I'm in a dire situation. Like your other listeners, I have nowhere else to go. I left out a lot of details as I tried to keep it tight. I know it's still too long. Aw, okay. My problem relates to my sister. For a bit of context, I'm in Scotland.
Oh, there we go.
And she's back home in mainland Europe. She has a bakery and has been working 18 hours a day for the past 6 years with no days off just to keep the business afloat. She has invested everything she had into this business, and so did I. I was about to buy my first home when she called that the store that she was renting was going to be sold. So me and my brother put all of our money together and bought the shop so she could stay open.
Wow.
Wow.
Oof.
I wouldn't have done that.
I'd have to take two or three breaths over just that sentence.
I know.
If the whole letter was that.
That's
her husband is a baker as well, and they do the business together. They have been together for 10 years, but recently my sister fell in love with another guy. Right, like I was saying, the rules in their relationship were also, we have to be together until we meet someone better, I guess.
Sure.
It's not now all out in the open and she must make a decision. Since things blew up, we learned that the husband, I'm paraphrasing here to make it clearer, has been on drugs during most of their time together. He is supposedly clean now, but we connected the dots. We learned that over the years, he has been stealing from her, my brother, and my grandparents to fund his addiction while my sister was paying off his mountain of debts. From the back channels, we also learned that he told my sister he would love that expression, the back channels.
Yeah, I do too. That's good.
We also learned that he told my sister he would kill himself if she, oh, I hate this guy, if she left him, and has been emotionally blackmailing her since. We can only imagine what else is going on behind closed doors. She's too proud to tell us any of this. She describes her relationship to us as perfect. They're best friends. And if she didn't fall in love with this other guy, they could live happily ever after. They were about to start a family.
Mm-hmm. God, they didn't.
To me, it's obvious that she needs to leave this toxic guy. But if she was to leave him, she couldn't keep her bakery open as she couldn't handle the workload and she can't afford to hire any more people, especially with the current inflation and rising costs. This shop has absolutely broken her, but she refuses to give it up as it's her life's work. It will never be possible to have a family with 18-hour workdays and no end in sight. I told her I think it's better to give it up now before she puts even more of her money and energy into it, hoping if she gave up the shop, she could see that this guy is dead weight. However, I own her shop with my brother, and since property prices quadrupled in the area, she thinks, I just want my payday, and then I'm working an angle. Well, I think I know what he's supposed to do, but we'll see. While the family suspected this guy wasn't all that, to keep the peace, we just tried to support her as much as possible. I even paid for this guy's new set of teeth.
Oh, my gosh.
Wonderful. It's insanity. I just want to scream at her to shake out of it, but also upset at myself for how foolish I and the family have been to ignore the signs for so long. I would just like her to be safe and see some sense, but the distance also doesn't make it any easier. Please help. P.S. This new guy isn't all that either. Turns out he also threatened to kill himself if she didn't choose him. And he has a family. Lots of love, M. Are you dying to know what country this is as much as I am?
It's not Scotland. Oh, no, it's mainland Europe. You're right.
I'm dying to know if this is like
who these men are who are Spain, suicidal.
France. Who's so, these, Romania, these men that threaten to kill themselves every time a woman doesn't do what they want. I want to know where, if this is a cultural norm in this culture, right. Is what I want to know.
I'm going to just say it. I don't mean to sound shitty.
Brian.
I don't mean to sound shitty.
I know you've done the quick math on this and you've
or
done it.
Or petty or tight.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is absurd to me. Not absurd. I would never have bought a bakery for one of my siblings. I just can't imagine doing it, especially with someone who you've never really liked, which is the husband. I would be so, I would just, that's the part that I'm just sort of like, well, sell this place. Get your fucking money back. Take care of yourself. She's not the one writing in about this. She's not the one looking for answers here. It doesn't seem
she's
like.
She's the one who's running. By the way, I mean, I don't want to, she doesn't have a drug problem, maybe, but she's got an addiction problem.
Which definitely.
She's addicted to these terrible relationships.
But she wants to save these people. Care.
She may as well be a drug addict because the way she's treating her family is like, this is a real shit rolls downhill situation.
Her to say, you just want to sell it because you want the money. Yeah, it was your money that you spent, which I know you're saying that's not the reason. That's the reason for me.
Totally. Like,
it's a perfectly fine reason.
Yeah.
Guess what happened to you? You made, when you bought that place, you basically kissed goodbye to that money.
Yeah.
That's the same as giving someone a loan and hoping they pay it back. Yeah. I mean, we all hope, but you better assume it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You better say, can I live without this money?
That's
when you give somebody a loan. And you thought, let's not, you played a little game where you tried to boost her confidence and tried to believe in her. And you said, this will be a great investment for us. And the question is, were you investing in the business or were you investing in the building? And you were investing in the building. And the building has now quadrupled in value. And so the only good news here is that you made an investment where you thought you were never going to see that money again. And the investment actually matured in a very short amount of time. So congratulations. Get out of the, you live in another country. You have to say, quite simply, I'm simplifying my portfolio. I cannot manage these things anymore. My life is in Scotland. You're wherever you are. You don't even have to make this about, I'm making a judgment on your life. You have to
say, I wouldn't, it doesn't have to be part of it all.
Business isn't functioning. So we have two options here. We can either get a new tenant or we can sell the business. I love you. I've supported you for 10 years. I understand that everything's a mess, blah, blah, blah. You need your personal life to be personal and your professional life to be professional. And this is the easiest way for me. I'm ready. I need the money.
Yeah,
I want to buy a house. I wanted to buy a house before and I didn't because I invested in the business. And now I want to buy a house. And so now it's time for me to take care of me.
Yep.
And I gave you 10 years to figure it out.
10 years. Like lending somebody that amount of money for 10 years. That's it's crazy.
She's been walking around in her own mess for 10 years with this guy.
Exactly. And sometimes if you present a solution like that, like giving them a big amount of money, sometimes you're not helping because they haven't found their own way.
Enabling.
They've been bailed out. And sometimes being bailed out isn't what you need.
Also, it was an ATM machine for his addiction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The money he's stealing is your money.
Financing his addiction.
That's enough of that.
Yeah.
Well, yes and no. You gave him a house to do it in. Let's put it that way. The business the business and the real estate investment is separate. But the answer is, I wanted to buy a house 10 years ago. I didn't. And now I want to buy it. And so I'm going to do that. And so we're going to sell this. I do think you could consider, I'm not sure, you'd have to really think about this. If you don't think, if she doesn't have somewhere to live, if she doesn't have a penny, et cetera, you could consider saying, I know that you get your primary income from the business. I assume it's whatever it is, $1,000 a week, $1,000 a month. I have no idea. I have no idea. And I am going to, we're making a great profit. I've talked to the brother, if the brother agrees. By the way, you have to get his buy-in on this. You bought it together. And you say, we'll give you a allowance for 3 months, 6 months, basically like a severance, if you can live without that money. And you are really desperately worried about her, that she's not going to be able to get herself on her feet and that you want to help her get on her feet. But what you can't do is give her cash, basically, because she's going to give it to the people, these horrible people in her life. Mm-hmm. So you're just paying these men. She's just literally handing it over to them. So you can either say, I'll pay for your apartment for 3 months, or if you want to go to trade school, I will pay for that, or, a thing.
And also you have to lose the narrative for your sister that how does she keep falling into these situations? At all. She is putting herself in these situations.
I couldn't agree.
And she likes it.
And she also, what the sisters also should do is she should crowbar every veneer out of that man's head that she paid for.
So sell those teeth.
Mark them up, sell them
those teeth.
You have nothing to apologize for here. You don't owe a person a thing.
Nope.
Your sister has been playing bakery and playing marriage for the last 10 years.
Yep.
And she has failed at both of them. Just to serve it to you cold. Because we're not talking to her, we're talking to you. That is her life. That is not your life. You are little playmates that you need to help her because she skinned her knee on the playground anymore. She is every day in this toxic environment.
And I got to say, something tells me if you and your brother dropped everything for this, something tells me she's probably the youngest. And she also probably is a bit of a baby.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is just enabling, really. And also,
it's enabling.
You gave her a gorgeous opportunity. from the bottom of your heart.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out. And thank the heavens, you have been rewarded for your altruism or you whatever you want to call it. You have somehow, some way been rewarded that your investment has matured. So you either need to shake that tenant out of there, which is your sister, and get another one in and keep the building or sell that building. But it is over. Bye-bye. And by the way, you think every day she doesn't think that's coming? She can't believe it's gone on this long.
Otherwise, she wouldn't be paranoid about it. Yeah.
Exactly. Not a grown up.
Yeah. And, you know, like, worst case scenario, if you were to do it all again, it would just be the same outcome.
Yeah.
Like, you're actually doing her a favor by breaking the cycle.
She's not going to be happy about it. It is going to...
No, she's going to have a temper tantrum.
It is going to destroy your relationship for a while.
Temporarily.
But your relationship is absolutely not the kind of relationship
this is bad already.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
She's not your daughter.
It's a relationship that needs an explosive pause.
Yep.
I
agree. Blow it up.
Guess what? The only person who hasn't threatened to kill themselves in this scenario is her. By the way, she's going to be fine.
She's
going to be
us.
Mad, but she's going to be fine. And guess who? She's going to get closer with your parents and they're all going to talk about what a jerk you are.
Yeah.
But you and your brother need to get on the same page about this. And you also need to, and if your brother is a softie, you need to call him up and say, I'm done. I want my money back from the investment. It was an investment. So there. Well, I don't. Da, 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 da. Well, then, okay. I'm going to sell my portion to someone else and you can be in business with them.
Outside looking in, it is, to me, outrageous that you would spend the money you wanted on a house for your sister's business that wasn't fully vetted and on a path to success. That is
correct.
Wild.
Absolutely, yeah.
You and put your life on hold. You put your life on hold for this. And he's going to say, well, I already now do own an apartment. Well, good. Go buy another one.
Go get another one.
Something else.
Yep.
Or keep this real estate investment and get rid of your tenant, who is a nothing a tenant.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm kind of fascinated by the teeth, though.
The teeth are pretty fascinating.
I don't know why this bothers me so much, but the idea that she would have invested all of that money in the business is failing. And then at some point, there was a conversation where she ended up paying for all of this dental work. I just wonder.
So it's I think it's a he.
How did that start?
It's like throwing money at a problem.
He or she. I don't know why I thought it was a he. Maybe it is a she.
For some reason, I thought she, but that just might have been an assumption I made.
Oh, well, I don't know. I'm going to see if I can look it up because that's interesting. Whether it's an interesting dynamic to me, if it's a sister,
right?
Not a brother. You know what I mean? Because it's a different thing. The brother is the caretaker. The sister, if it's the sister is living a more successful life than this sister.
There's like a guilt there.
Guilt about the fact that her life is together. Right. And the teeth actually are an incredible point, Grode, because what it is a boundary that never should have been crossed, which is why do you think because you have more, it's your job to get teeth for this guy? Why don't you just enjoy the fact that you have more?
Yeah.
And be generous when you feel like it. Yeah. But you have intertwined your life with these people.
Right. Her life is not your fault.
And I'm going to try and look it up while you read the next one.
What'd you say, Gordon?
The other thing that happens in those situations is when you do something nice for somebody and you're continuously, I guess, like the treat has become the norm.
Yeah.
Like the fact that she did this one nice thing and she paid all of this money to invest in the business is now expected. It's now, this is what she does. She makes these big gestures in my life. And and the more you do that, the less it's appreciated.
Definitely. And the more it's expected.
Exactly.
All right, Ron, it was a man who wrote in.
Okay. And then the other thing I'm reading here.
So it's her brother.
Just because I looked up the email address of the person and I think I know what country they're in. But anyway.
Oh. Is it a country we would expect men to act like this? At first blush?
Honestly, it is.
Okay. All right.
Very moody and dramatic country.
Oh, like that.
The one thing I will say about those men that do the whole, I'm gonna kill myself if you leave me. I think the rule of thumb in a situation like that is they never do.
No,
because
of course not.
Those narcissists never do themselves harm.
Totally.
I just killed a fly.
Rana.
Wow.
Talk about a killer.
Wow. Oh my goodness. Oh, yuck.
What did you do it with?
How'd you kill it?
My
Rana.
Hand.
How did you kill it?
I got
with a lock.
Like that. With a tap. Oh,
yeah. Not even a fly can get one past Rana. I gotta tell you.
Well, it landed right next to me. It either was in. I feel badly now. I was probably interested in the show.
No, that's okay. Probably threw up all over all anything.
Moved a little closer to listen. It seems like it's a brother.
It is a brother.
Anyway, the other thing I'll say to this brother, based on what I'm seeing about where the brother, if they're from where I think they're from, is you better get out of that real estate investment anyway, because that things are on the up and up in that country, but that country is on its way to being isolated by the rest of Europe.
Oh. I know where you're talking about now.
So I think this is a hot. I think that this is a hot neighborhood right now. But if I were you, I would sell while the getting is good. That's my
opinion. Is a back channel.
So there we are.
Things are not.
So you know what? If that's the country, getting the new teeth is not the big gesture that it's not the big gesture that you know that we.
Think you should. Walk in to see your sister and have you say this. You should just say to her, sorry, toots. The gig is up.
I like
payday
that.
Payday is
sorry,
over.
Toots. Yeah. It's over, toots.
But come in flanked
by the way,
by people.
She might actually be relieved.
Oh, I'm sure. Who wouldn't be?
Well, because there's another aspect to this, which is it's an incredible responsibility.
That's a hard job.
Invests in your business.
Yeah.
Being a baker is a... He's right about the family thing. But when someone in your family invests in the business, there's an extra, even from the bank, there is just an extra level of, I'm going to disappoint you. And
what
you
I
seem
need.
To have this parental child relationship with your sister. And what she might actually be relieved to hear A, it's over, so you can stop chasing yourself around this, your tail around this apartment, this bakery. And B, no hard feelings. I quadrupled my investment.
Oh, do you know what I think?
Yeah.
I think the way you walk in how Rana said, but you're wearing a business suit, very tailored. And by the way, you're also in this situation like a woman.
I hope a cape too.
And a cape, exactly. Yeah. You look
or
sort of like
a jacket with a chain.
You look like one of the mean ones who wouldn't let Julia Roberts shop in Pretty Woman. You come in and you're flanked by people who are getting busy, and you go, "Take it all off the walls. Take that too. I think you forgot something, sister. I own this company, and I have to tell you, I'm taking it all back. Bye bye." That's what you do.
And make sure your gloves. Your gloves are in your hand, and you're wearing a fedora.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you show the man with you, and his only job should be to close the door when you storm out.
Absolutely.
He opens
I just
want
to say, we've given you very good advice. We have. You should take our advice.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's excellent. Honestly, I feel like this must be what it was like to be there when the Mona Lisa was painted.
Yes.
That's what I feel like.
I feel like that too.
Lisa, I feel like Mona I was in the room. Lisa, men have named you. I'm not allowed to sing anymore. Did you know that?
But someone wrote in and said they didn't like it when Rana sang. You
they
know what?
Had it.
I hope that person took our advice and beat it.
I said, this is my house.
Yeah.
If I want to sing, I'll sing. And Brian's the only one that has to deal with it.
I think you should do a charity record.
I agree.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Oh Holy Night at Christmas or something.
Can
like
I be the charity?
Well, it's very interesting that you say that because I just purchased, which is very unlike me.
Okay.
I just purchased a vinyl album.
Rana, okay. So hip.
It's interesting. You'll understand why I did it when I did it. And I'm going to tell you what it's called because I couldn't for the life of me possibly remember.
Yeah.
It is, the album is called Golden Ages, Brooklyn Hasidic Cantorial Revival Today.
Wow.
Okay. Ooh. So this is basically-
Processing that.
An album where they took a bunch of Hasidic singers from Brooklyn.
Okay.
And they sang songs from hundreds of years ago.
Okay.
That people don't sing anymore. But they happen to have that sound.
The music or something? Wow.
Yes. And there's the album cover. It's sort of fun and gorgeous.
Oh, that's super cute.
Oh, wow. Kind of
that's very like 70s sexy. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Terracotta Tower vibe.
Right.
And I ordered this from the Krakow Music Festival, I want to say. Ooh. Anyway, I ordered it on vinyl. I thought it would sound great on vinyl. But there you go.
With the warm crackle. Is that musically, is that what you'd go for? I mean, I honestly was thinking more of a kind of It's Raining Men Christmas, the Christmas version.
Well, this isn't my, for us, we would do more of
for
a
you,
Xana,
yeah, for you.
More of a Xanadu album, yeah.
Yes, for yeah. sure. In honor of Olivia,
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to our next question.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Ready, Rana?
Yeah.
I just forgot to ask you. Okay, great.
Oh, did you? Oh, it was so, you're so polite. You are very well raised, I'll say that.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what my secret is. It's frying up bacon and then pouring the grease all over your face right before you record a podcast. That's my signature secret.
I had a shower just before this podcast and I sweated through the first 15 minutes.
I am shiny as hell. I don't know what it is.
I think you look dewy, not shiny.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, we got to get moving.
Rana and two shiny
guys. Garode's got a hot. That's right. Got a hot out.
Oh, boy.
I've got a hot out. Well, I'm closing the club later, but like.
There we go.
They can wait.
Dear Brana. Brana, I said. Oh, my God. That's us together, Rana.
Brana. We've never done that before.
We've never done a Brana. It's like
no, LeBron James' son is called Bronny.
I love that.
Yeah, he's LeBron Jr., Bronny.
I like that.
Yeah.
Dear Rana, Brian, and possible illustrious guest. You betcha. I'm a 21-year-old college senior at an SEC school, which is Southeastern Conference, which is hysterical.
Everyone
that I know
buckle
that.
Up, okay? Because this is a case where we're giving advice to a young person, not an old. We usually are giving advice to people in their 20s and 30s.
This is 21 years old.
This is going to be a great moment for you two to say, sweetheart.
I don't know if they want me to say the name of the school. I can't tell, but just know it's like a Bible Belt Southern University.
Okay, I think that's fair, yeah.
Okay. As if being in the Bible Belt wasn't rough enough, I am a cis, gay, half Hispanic man, and as you can imagine, the gay population is small. I've been listening to Ask Rana since its inception in fall 2019, my first semester of college.
Oh.
That's very sweet. And I can confidently say that hearing the grace and eloquence at which you both give advice has made quite the impact on me in these formative years. In January
of 2020. We're about to find out just how wrong it's
Yeah. You might have fared better.
Doesn't seem like it's working. Yeah.
In January of 2022, I met a man that is perfect on paper, handsome, charismatic, ambitious, and most importantly, we both agreed that we meshed very well. After two or three years, after 2 or 3 days of chatting on Bumble, we decided to go out for coffee to chat and see where things go. At the date, we sat and chatted for around 4 hours, but the hours seemed like minutes. On our way out, I was shocked when he turned to me and asked, "Can I hug you?" Very sexy. This date couldn't have gone better. I really enjoyed it and I need to see you again. Wow.
That's what he said.
He said that to her. Or he said that to him, excuse me. Okay. As someone who doesn't date around much, this verbal, intentional reassurance was like wind in my sail. In the week between our first and second date, we texted, called, and everything seemed to be going perfect. Okay. On our second date, we decided to hang out at his apartment where I would bring dinner and we would watch a movie. Once I got there, everything seemed great. His roommates
got swindled.
Yeah, I have a feeling.
You brought dinner, yeah.
His roommates came home, so he introduced me to them and his friends. Now, this is where I start questioning my actions. He mentioned he had read the book, The Perks of Being a Wallflower, but never watched the movie. Because of this, I suggest we watch it. Big mistake.
Okay.
My love for the movie wiped the scenes of self-harm, homophobia, and SA, sex addiction maybe? I don't know. So you can imagine that this wasn't exactly the perfect date movie.
Well, he'd read the book. Who cares?
Yeah. We ate dinner while we watched the movie and sat on the floor together. For the 2 hours of the movie, we exchanged few words, didn't touch, and sat 4 inches apart. The movie
AKA
ended.
AKA watched a movie.
We talked about some things on our Bumble profile. I asked about a prompt on his profile. He swore that he'd already told me. And when I insisted he hadn't, he simply said, "Oh, must have been another guy." A dagger to my heart. But I chose to ignore it. He then proceeds to say that he has something to show me. So he walks beside his bed and picks up a 5-gallon bucket.
I'm going to have to leave the room for the next part.
He prefaces by saying that he's a... Oh, no. He prefaces by saying that he's a huge environmentalist and insists that I don't freak out. He pulls the lid off, and to my dismay, he reveals an army of styrofoam-eating mealworms that he keeps only inches from his bed. Honestly, I'm relieved that's not what I thought it was going to be.
Oh, my God.
But that's disgusting. I try to play it cool and say how interesting it is, but he just replies.
Sleeping with a bucket of worms next
to you. But he just replies, red flag, right? Minutes pass and he starts hinting for me to leave, insisting that he's tired and must wake up early for class. It's 10 p.m. I take the hint. I leave. His actions and words at the end of the night made it seem like he was trying to get me to break. That he was trying to get me to break things off with him. So something must have happened within the evening to make him feel this way, or he wouldn't have invited me over in the first place, right?
Okay, read that sentence again, because this is the part where it all goes wires crossed haywire.
You got it. I take the hint and leave. His actions and words at the end of the night make it seem like he was trying to get me to break things off with him. So something must have happened within the evening to make him feel this way, or he wouldn't have invited me over in the first place, right?
No. Okay. No, 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 and no.
The next day, I don't hear from him all day, except for that night where he calls me and breaks things off.
You just didn't show up with a bucket of mealworms. That's the only thing you did wrong.
Right.
You didn't also have a bucket of mealworms.
Spewing niceties like, you're a great guy, I really want to be your friend, let's go out for coffee again soon, and follows up with a text saying, you didn't do anything wrong. I just get a gut feeling when I like someone. You didn't give me that. I let it go and simply forgot about him. Good for you. 6 months passed, and I run to get coffee on a whim at a Starbucks on the opposite side of town that I've visited once in the past 3 years. To my surprise, he works there now. He took my order at the drive-thru, but didn't check me out, so we never interacted face-to-face or confirmed that it was the other person. Curiosity got the best of me, so I decided to go there to study, and my suspicion was confirmed. To be fair, I was studying for my MCAT, so I was focused and didn't realize he was there. I don't buy it.
No, I don't believe that for a second.
No, this whole thing is made up, yeah.
So I was focused and didn't realize he was there until I was on my way up. But at that time, he was busy, so I left and sent him a text later that evening that explained the situation and that I didn't purposely...
Chicken
That's
run.
Me.
This
That's
is me. Getting nuts. Yeah. This is getting relatable, is what I should say. So I was focused and didn't realize he was there until I was on my way up. But at that time, he was busy, so I left and sent him a text later that
evening. I went
there
to find him, but I didn't realize he was there. Are you telling me you didn't look up from your MCAT book every 12
that
seconds?
That is a bald-faced lie.
So every person on this Zoom has done that.
Yep.
Put themselves in a situation where they thought someone wanted to run into them and then chickened out.
Funny seeing you here. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I left and sent him a text later that evening that explained the situation and that I didn't purposely not say hey and that I hoped his life was going well.
Oh,
as I write this, I sent that text a couple hours ago and haven't received a response. After being reminded of him weeks ago, he's been all I can think about. I attribute this to the fact that I don't have many social things going on outside of the occasional study group and people I interact with at my coffee shop job, since most of my friends have moved home for the summer. I want to try again with him, but he's already explained that I just don't give him that gut feeling. As I mentioned earlier, the gay scene is scarce in my southern college town, and the ambitious gay population is even smaller. Am I wrong to think that I must have given him that gut feeling on the first date, so him saying that I didn't was simply an excuse to cut things off? Am I crazy for waiting to see if he'd be willing to try again? I understand he told me how he felt and that I need to accept it, but the feeling slipped so drastically that I can't help but wonder what could have been. Please help. Best, gay and unwilling to let go. P.S. I understand that we went on 2 dates 6 months ago, but I need closure. Orpher wanted to slap me across the face, tell me to get a grip, and while pursing her lips, give me a look that would shake me to my core and wake me up from this delusion. PSS, I forgot to mention, in the past 6 months, I've asked him to get coffee, which was met with no response. I drunk texted him apologizing.
P.P.S.
Oh God, this poor man.
I drunk texted him apologizing for asking to get coffee and that I did it because he checked all of my boxes, which was so rare to find in a person, and that I hate that things didn't move further. He responded that he appreciated me taking the time to say that he thought it was sweet and said he hoped everything was going well for me. That was about 2 to 3 months ago. And then so that was it. But then he follows up with an email. This is me talking. The letter writer sends a new email saying, Let me rephrase. The sign-off should have been gay and trying to let go, not unwilling. My apologies. Honey, we have all been there, baby.
Absolutely. Yes. I have worn that t-shirt.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I can applaud that you only went to that Starbucks once. That's why. Well, like,
we don't know how many times you drove by it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, twice, but yeah.
Listen,
I have been
the fact first. That this guy did not, the flips like that has everything to do with him and not to do with you. And I'm not even saying that as bullshit. It just is true.
Very
this guy likes making people feel good and wants them to fall for him fast is the kind of person he sounds like.
And then he likes to freak them out and test their boundaries. Yeah,
I don't like this guy at all. This is a narcissist who likes to get reactions out of people and who wants you to fall hard. And then is just sort of like, not into it anymore. Fuck this guy. Truly.
Yeah, it's over. And you know what the problem is? The big problem of this situation is that he is... You feel like he's the only person for you. You feel like there's nobody else, and you feel like you're
right.
Yeah.
You know, there's only a handful of gay people where you live. Oh my God, I mean, I've been that soldier. I know what that's like. And then you find one that just like barely ticks the tiniest box, and you think that's the one. I'm gonna pursue that to the ends of the earth. But this is a man that has mealworm in a bucket beside his bed.
Yeah.
Come on.
But I think you missed the part where he's perfect on paper, Garoud.
Right.
Oh,
and I gotta say, what this guy
styrofoam.
He's an ambitious guy.
What
meal
is he?
Is he? Is he? Is he the manager of that Starbucks, or is he working on the drive-thru?
Right. And what mealworms?
Well, he wants to go to grad school too. They both want to go to grad school. One's going to med school.
What mealworms has? It sounds like to me
because that's what matters.
What mealworms has in spades is confidence. And that's very sexy. And it can make you confidence is still to this day for anyone, at least for me, the most seductive quality in a person. Because it just gives the feeling, if you're insecure at all, that they're right and you're wrong.
Well, it's also confidence. I think the cocktail is confidence for sure, but I think he's also a sociopath. So I think I think that confidence and being a sociopath can often overlap and be confused, which is that this guy is a taker, not a giver. Definitely. So it's very easy to be confident when you don't feel you owe anybody anything. And that energy for a giver can be irresistible because you want to give, but eventually in your life, you will evolve to a place where someone also gives back. Not that you only find a person that wants to take what you have to offer. And so this guy, that's what he does. As Brian was saying, he is a collector of feelings and moments and this and that. But he has no true connection to other people. The only
he
people
says
that
shit
he falls
because
for
he wants
are the
to
people
see
that
you
step
good.
On him. Yeah. And he's been stepped on in his
first.
Life. Don't, by the way, don't have any sympathy for him in any way, shape, or form.
Zero.
He got this way somehow, but let's forget about that. Who cares? And the mealworms are a test. And the other thing they are is an attempt at being interesting. And when you're 21 and you're a hard worker and you're a nice guy and you know what you want, these are all very unseductive, unsexy qualities. You do not think you're interesting. And the reason you don't think you're interesting is because you actually know who you are. And everyone else is searching and they're bumbling this and bumbling that. And you are mistaking all of that nonsense for authentic experiences.
Totally.
You think this guy is authentic because
and this guy
he has mealworms under his
bullshit.
Bed. And he's just a phony baloney trying to seem interesting. And you are someone who has a nice job and has your head down. And unfortunately, timing, circumstance, etc., has put you in a town of a great university in a situation where you don't want to be. There are not a lot of other people like you in the place where you are. Mm. They probably are, but they're either closeted or they're this or they're that. And so the community is small. And I don't like giving this advice, but I think it's good advice, which is forget about romance for a little while. You are living in this moment where you are you put so much of yourself into your studies, your friendships, probably your job, et cetera, et cetera. The only thing that's missing is something for you, which would be a nice little romance or love. You want to be in love. That is why you are over catastrophizing all of these little moments of he said we were like this and I was like that and that's the perfect person and we matched up and if I can see we matched up and he can't see it, I must have done something so that he can't see it. You're over trying to make this thing happen and control it. And it just doesn't work that way. And at this moment in your life, you're in school. And if I were you, I would let go. Of course you can't. You're young. You want to be in love.
I know. It's wonderful. Yeah.
But pretend it's not going to happen. I'm not saying don't go out if somebody asks you out. I'm saying just stop looking for it at the moment and see if it falls on your door. But
guys will be banging down your door soon enough.
You're going to be a doctor,
yeah.
A gay doctor.
Yeah, come
do
on.
Me a favor, become a dermatologist so that you have good hours. Mm-hmm. But I mean, no, really, you're going to be a gay doctor and you're going to move to Atlanta or San Francisco or Chicago or any place that isn't the place where you are right now.
Well, or the Dole Pineapple Factory, because this is a fruit we're talking about, so you never know.
Sure. But right now,
do you know what I
right
say?
Now, there's only one kind of fruit where you live, and you're going to move a place where they have fruit salad.
Yeah, exactly. Get away from that jicama.
You're setting yourself up for the rest of your life. Congratulations. But it's a lonely business.
What I will say to this writer is that I was in that situation when I was his age, and I didn't have a rama to give advice like this. And I did end up going, we did end up having a relationship. And it was a shit show. It was an absolute disaster because that dynamic never changes. Like when you have that dynamic and you're actively pursuing somebody like that, even when you get them, it doesn't change. You're because always the person that's waiting inside
their
head.
It's so true.
Yeah, I was also in a similar thing with the exact same result. I fought so hard to get this guy to like me, and then he did. And then, like, so much of my shit had been pawned off, literally. Yeah, like, that's
and
what
your expectation is, when they say, oh, yes, I love you too, or whatever.
You're focused on the trophy. Yeah. And the truth is, you're miserable.
You're the trophy.
And it is also the thing which we've talked about many times, which is there's nothing worse than you think you're lonely right now. This is the main problem of our little friend here, is he's lonely. And I don't blame him. You are in a lonely circumstance, and probably almost everyone in college feels that way.
Every single person.
But you will be lonelier with the wrong person than you are by yourself.
And by the way, part of life is
feeling.
Part of life is going after guys who, then this is what you think you deserve, or this is even what you think you want. And I got to tell you, the sooner you get out of that phase, the better, because it leads you nowhere.
Exactly.
It's also all part of growing up and growth. And you're 21 years old, and there isn't, I mean, we're having a giggle about your story because every single one of us has done the exact same thing.
100%.
Ashamed, humiliated, burnt, embarrassed, all of the things. And it couldn't matter less.
It just doesn't.
Let go of that. The other thing is you're a perfectionist and you're a hard worker. So you're thinking, how could I have done that? Maybe if I'd walked in the door backwards, he would have noticed me, but he didn't. And da, da, da. It's all nonsense.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
Yeah. And that feeling that you get, like that feeling he got in his stomach when he showed you the mealworm or when you were sitting there watching the movie and there was no interaction between the two of you.
Yes.
When you get that feeling in the future, because that burns on your soul, you remember that. That's your.
Yes.
That's when you hit the eject button. It's like, no, I'm stopping now. And that they've come to me.
That is great advice.
It really is.
It is burnt on your soul. That is so true.
And you know what? I had something recently where I met the person, that person from all those years ago.
Oh, really?
It was a chance meeting. And
I live in fear of those moments.
Oh, I know. It was just like, holy God. And you know what? I felt exactly the same. I felt that, I was like, why do I feel so icky and crap about myself here? And
how did he look?
The dynamic doesn't change. Great.
How did he look?
When I found out he was off the show, I put my hair gel in. I moisturized to make sure the forehead wasn't shiny.
Yeah.
I fixed my hair just right. What's my coverage like today?
Yep.
I just want to say, like, just that guy, like, he needs to just find a group of friends. I'll give him a big hug. But yeah. But it's over with that guy. Like,
please, yeah, don't text this guy again. He's just not worth it.
Delete the number.
Delete the number. Block his account instead of muting it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't check
it. And whenever you think, oh, and then he was, well, I did write him and then he was nice about it. Well, he's just nice because he's getting what he wants, which is attention.
Yeah. Just
absolutely.
He's not really nice. But also,
Rowan has saved you. You've been saved.
But also, it's okay if he's not interested in you. He doesn't have to be. So start dealing with that now, too. That's
true, too.
Sweetheart.
That's true, too.
Yeah. Hello, Ronna, Brian, Dante, and the whole Ask Ronna. You know,
Dante?
I've heard that before.
Oh, my God. Dante. I'm so happy
Brian
for
with
Dante
a capital
right now.
Y.
Yes. I love it. Dante, you are officially part of this.
We're going to let Dante come on to answer, help answer this
oh
question.
Oh, my
even
God.
Though, but don't talk too much, Dante, because I know you don't have a microphone.
Yeah,
and
Ronna
I don't like that sound.
Like that.
I'm afraid this one might really set Ronna off, so I'll keep it short. For real. Is it in bad taste to sign up for a gift registry for a housewarming? Now, hold on. I'm a single gay man entering his mid-40s, never married, no kids. However, I can't count how many wedding showers, anniversaries, baby showers, etc., for which my friends and family have received gifts. And then there's the second weddings with more gifts and showers after the first marriage didn't last.
Those
it's just
people.
Too bad. Is it just too bad for me that we celebrate certain milestones with gifts and not others? Could I play tongue in cheek with a housewarming registry celebrating a marriage to my mortgage? Or do I head to City Hall for a quick wedding with the guy I made eyes with at the dog park to legitimize a gift registry? So much love
funny.
To you both for years of advice and laughter. He's fun. Side note, I discovered your podcast while living in Russia. And let me tell you, if you really want to look like a foreigner in Russia, laugh out loud on public transport while listening to Ask Ronna. Daz.
I believe that. Oh, I got to say, God. At first blush, when you started reading this, I was like, oh, you cannot do that. But then, it like by sentence three, I was like, yeah, do it.
Maybe Daz can. Maybe people can't, but Daz can.
Yep.
I agree. I think that if you're in a big family and they all have, you know, they all have kids and all those kids have birthdays and they all have these big milestones and it's, you know, a party every weekend and it's, you know, bottles of wine and presents. Look, if you can brazen it out, if you've got the balls to face it down, do it.
I agree, actually. Buying a house is a milestone. And if you have invested all this money in other people, I have to say, when you first read this sentence, Ronna, I was like, you absolutely cannot. But I have to say, yeah, I'm in. Do it. Do it. Why not? I think you could even say, like, who knows if I'll ever get married? Let's do this.
Celebrating the marriage to my mortgage. If you're looking, if you're thinking about celebrate, if you're thinking about, you know, no pressure, but if you're thinking about buying me something, these are the things that I have my eye on.
Why not? I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I think
it's kind of funny. I mean, I think you can get away with it. I really would not say this is the general advice for us.
Right.
Because I think that's true. Oh, I finally got the job I wanted. Oh, I'm moving to a new city. Oh,
right.
It's true. There are milestones and not other milestones. Yeah. But the fact that you came up with this is cute. And probably your friends and family will think it's cute. And for the people that don't, you can address them somehow in the letter too. For those of you who think I'm overstepping, I invite you to remember the diaper bag and the little joke about, you know, I hope you enjoy the cocktail shake. I hope you enjoy judging me over the lip of the martini glasses I gave you for your wedding.
Exactly.
Love eternally single, Daz.
Love it.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Something
but I wouldn't
like
go to,
that.
I wouldn't go to town. Like, don't go too crazy with, you know, really expensive.
No,
gifts.
I'd just keep it reasonable. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the egg whisk you've had your eye on. That's the
right. Exactly.
Dante, did you have something you wanted
Dante,
to say?
Dante, advice?
I think you should feel great shame. personally, no, I mean, it's, I agree with what you're saying, but also like, I wouldn't do it. So maybe that's something
you're
like
not
I don't
Daz,
know how much
are you?
Well, exactly, but I don't know if Daz is Daz, you know.
Well,
we're just
know Daz
we're grappling
Daz
with this fictionalized version of Daz, but we maybe know Daz even can Daz write a can letter. Pull it off.
Daz wrote a great letter.
Yeah, that's true. What Dante's saying is Daz can write an email, but is Daz in person?
Right. And where? Oh, who's the who's gotcha. And who?
Daz will have to take stock of that, Dante. That's actually a good point, which is Daz or Daz?
I have
or
a question.
Is Daz just Daz on the page?
Right. And where's Hagen?
And if he Daz is only Daz on the page, then his family isn't going to like what's coming up.
Well, the other thing is, but this I think gift they're going to think it's doesn't funny. Have to be for everyone.
Yeah.
Right. You know, send it to your sister, your mother. Yeah.
Yeah. The people who Daz
That's a very good
with,
point.
Get the gift
That's
registry.
A good point. Everyone You'd else. Probably send it to the few people that were going to buy you something anyway.
I have an exciting question.
Yeah.
What do you all think of that new campaign that Haagen-Dazs is doing where it's just called The Dazs?
I'm very upset by
I
it.
Hate it.
It's I made haven't heard
me,
this. Hate
it has actually
it's
made
like, do
me
the
Dazs.
That's
Dazs.
Me too. That's it drives Dazs. Me crazy.
It has made
They're
me not want to
that.
Buy Haagen-Dazs. Haagen-Dazs is a classic go-to for vanilla if
it's
I'm doing
fabulous.
Pie or something like yes. that. I'll tell you a secret. It's not a secret. The cat's out of the bag. I had some chocolate peanut butter Haagen-Dazs the other night.
I got to say, Haagen-Dazs is one of
you
the best.
You ever had it?
Don't sleep on Haagen-Dazs. I have it.
I've
delicious.
Never had it.
Oh, it's so
the
good.
The best part about it is that the peanut butter is frozen inside. Yes. It's not a peanut butter swirl.
No.
It's real peanut butter that somehow
frozen.
Is frozen.
Isn't it
so when you get a bite of it, it tastes almost like frozen chocolate. It has that snap.
It's so good.
It's
we don't
not
have anything
a
in
chocolate
Ireland.
Swirl. It's a hard, it's like a hard, a soft thing that went hard when it was frozen.
Does Ireland do,
delicious.
I mean, surely they do an ice cream. There's so many cows there.
They only they do, live on butter. They have butter and sweet butter.
They have all that Kerrygold. Right?
There's yeah. HB yeah. ice cream, which is, but I mean, it's just a block of white stuff. It doesn't taste like anything.
Right.
We have Haagen-Dazs, but I think we've only three flavors. There's only ever three flavors. Same with Ben and Jerry's, three flavors. There's a cookie dough, a caramel choo choo.
Sad.
I think. Do they do a gelato there? I'm trying to think, because ice cream, I guess, is pretty American.
What's
yeah,
caramel
but Ben
choo
and Jerry's
choo.
Caramel choo choo. It's
absolutely
foul. It's like a
we
caramel.
We don't have
swirl.
Caramel choo choo.
I don't think I know
oh,
it.
Oh, really? It's probably called something else.
What
it's
is
like
it? A caramel what? I heard swirl.
Yeah, caramel swirl.
Caramel choo choo.
I have a terrible accent.
And you know,
then
Ben
these,
and Jerry.
Like, little chocolate we, buttons
oh,
in
Boots
it with
is
caramel.
Making an appearance in the back. Boots is making an appearance.
Hello.
Boots says it's the end of the show.
She's like, yeah. She's like, enough is enough. I can't deal with this. Ireland, yeah. Ireland is, yeah. We
what
don't
was the expression?
Nice.
I don't think they do have it. I don't think they do have it in America.
And reels. The jigs and reels, the equivalent of that is caramel choo-choo. We don't,
do you know what's...
He said we only have three flavors. Chocolate, caramel choo-choo, and... I mean, that's Ireland.
That is, right.
And cookie dough. That's Ben and Jerry's.
That's iconic.
Tree, I think. Yeah.
Wait, I think caramel choo-choo is not in America.
No, of course it's not.
My God.
Brian, when you move here, when you move here.
When I move in.
Wait, it's choo-choo as in
the first
eat.
Night. That's what we'll have.
Correct.
It's C-H-E-W-A-E.
Yeah, it's like not a train. Yeah, it's like the action. It's the verb.
And it's from the late 90s, it says. All flavors. This is .co.uk. Calling all caramel lovers, fulfilling those caramel cravings since the late 90s with caramel ice cream, caramel-filled chocolatey cups.
They have it at Tesco.
It's like caramello ice cream.
Oh, that's awesome. I love a caramello.
Yeah.
You wouldn't need too much of
that's
it.
That's what it's hitting.
Right.
Because they love caramello or galaxy. Yeah.
That's true. That is a big thing over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for you all.
We got to the bottom of that.
Good.
Brian,
for you
I can't
Irish.
Wait for you to do a video trying caramel choo-choo.
I am absolutely going to do a caramel choo-choo situation. Calling all anyone.
Well, whoever wins today, if the guy in Scotland wins, he's winning caramel choo-choo ice cream.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they would have to. If whoever wins from now on has to send us something.
Oh, I like that idea.
Great
new
move.
Rule. New rule.
That's great.
Thank you.
Okay, this is the time in our show.
It's the end of the show. Okay, Garode, here's the deal. Right now, we have to choose who we think deserves a little, deserves a little special something. Who's it going to be? Is it going to be A, the college student in the Bible Belt who has a crush that's devastating him? Is it going, or is it going to be the person who wanted to know about a housewarming party? Or is it going to be the whoever the first one was that I have a blank on right now? The sister.
Wow, this is, we actually have a lot of contenders.
There's some good. I mean, I think we can knock out housewarming, right?
Daz is a don't.
Go do the Daz. Yeah. Don't do the Daz.
I also think we can knock out Scotland because he's, even though he's very having a very hard time, he's about to make quadruple his investment when he sells that apartment.
Okay.
So that's your gift, dear.
So, yeah, you've done Rode, what were you going to say? What's your instinct?
I was going to say Bible Belt, baby gay.
I think so too.
Yeah. I mean,
baby that's gay.
Baby gay.
But there has to be a promise. He has to make us and him a promise that it's done now. No more, you know, delete the number. You know, find a different Starbucks.
Yep. And don't just mute on Instagram. Block him. This guy's not worth your time.
But and don't fall for it. Don't search for him. If he gets in contact with you, don't fall for it.
Exactly. Absolutely. And you know what?
Or also, do in stato, and, you know, it's like shoots and ladders. Go back to the stat.
Or send him a picture of your butthole and say, final call.
Great move.
That's right.
The train's leaving the station.
Yep.
But the other
what
thing
is, what does a baby gay need?
As soon as he gets a bit of distance from this, he's going to realize that that guy is 10 a penny.
Yeah.
There's going to be loads.
Well, narcissists, they're everywhere. That's the other thing is just be careful because you have, this is your type. So we know that now.
Yeah.
So stop thinking everyone else is so interesting and you're not interesting. I mean, honestly, that'll be your 20s is you'll think, oh, I'm just a boring doctor. And then we got to wait for you to turn 32 and then you'll start going to the gym. And then by the time you're 36, you're going to be Patrick Bateman because you will have spent your 20s thinking everybody overlooked you. And now you're a successful dermatologist.
Right.
With a beautiful
and you're
going to
be insufferable.
And a gorgeous body and you're a jerk.
Yep.
So just live your life instead of living everyone else's life and stop worrying about what you didn't get and what you did get. You know what you got? You got a great brain and a bright future.
I'm going to say something
you don't get
lame.
To have sex with a mealworm.
I'm going to say something lame about the gift and not lame. But I feel like if we're not going to send him a gorgeous mix of apples, oranges, pineapples, grapes,
edible arrangement.
A fruit edible arrangement. Then we absolutely, I think this guy's a Palo Santo. I think that's exciting and it's luxurious for someone that young. Like what 21-year-old's going to go buy that candle, you know?
I certainly hope none of them.
Yeah.
That's about six-hour shift at Starbucks.
Exactly.
That's also going to be his book of a mealworm because the next guy he dates, he's going to say, hey, look at this.
Yeah.
Impressed.
This is my
Well,
brand.
Also, what you're saying is, yes, this is who I'm about. This is who I'm going to be.
Yeah, level up.
Yes.
So if it's not who I am right now. Right now I'm applying to med school and I'm doing your whole 20s and late teens, college is literally, of course, there's all this cornucopia of wonderful experiences, truly. But it is all a way station. It may as well be junior high school to get you to the next place, to get your life together. All of this messy time is truly just to help form who you're going to be and what you're going to do. So really, none of it counts. The only part that counts is you've got to do your homework and the thing that you're passionate about. If you're a painter, paint. If you're a sculptor, sculpt. Make all your mistakes. If you're a doctor, do your study, get your head down and be responsible and do your stuff. But the rest of it is a mess until it isn't. And so allow yourself to make mistakes. Allow yourself to go to the Starbucks and pretend, for God's sakes. How dare you? Truly, how dare you?
I know.
You
don't pull the wool over our eyes.
Well, I mean, what's more 21 than the magical thinking of PPS? I may have also invited him to coffee 47 times in the last 3 months and then showed up at his work. And then, you know, we get it. Okay.
Of course,
we were 21 once.
Yeah.
Yeah. But none of it matters. No. There's no shame attached to this. Just move forward. That's
move
all.
On.
It's the only thing you have to do.
Forward.
Palo Santo it is.
Forward.
That's such great advice. Wow.
Grow.
What a gift. I wish you were around when I was 21.
Me too.
Oh, I love you too.
But you're 21. He's only going to take a sliver of the advice we gave him.
That's true.
But that's
he's probably
going
to flush it all down the toilet. But that's
That's okay.
Garrodefarrelly.com and on Instagram lets you see all the tour dates. You should go see him. Sorry, what were you going to say, Garrod?
I was just going to say that I absolutely adore Ask Rana. I'm not just doing a podcast. I am an OG.
We love that.
I love this show.
Oh, for sure you are, yeah.
We love that.
And so when Brian and I come to do our London show, which is imminent.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Maybe we'll do a Dublin show. I don't know if we have enough fans. We do have an Irish contingent. We'd need a small
theater. Why not? We want to go there anyway.
So true. What do we kill? Write it off.
Like, even if it's a small gig,
we're in the business of always spending more than we make on these
always.
Trips.
Always. It's everything's an investment. Everything.
But even if we make a little, we make more than we would have made if we spent on the vacation.
Yeah. I want to go there anyway.
It's two dinners and a breakfast.
We could do something together. Maybe we could do a show together.
Love it.
Well, we'll let, yeah. Well, oh, actually, if we do it together, you can get the audience.
Ron is so discreet about her intentions.
You can vet them, though. You can vet them. I mean, you know.
No, that's right. I'm just saying. What I really was saying was we were going to invite you to come to London and be on the show. But fair enough, we'll come to Dublin and you can be on the show there.
I just deal myself out of a trip.
Dublin, you better show up and you better tell us that you're coming and you better invite all your friends.
You can be
in
both places.
That's right.
Garrod, we love you.
Love.
Thank you for being here. We need to read the cliffhanger. Are you staying for that or are you going?
You know what?
You've got to go. You better take off. Yeah.
When I listen to the podcast, I always think, why do these people not stay for the cliffhanger? How can they not do it? And here I am doing it myself.
Well, sometimes we don't want them to. Or we're busy.
You know, we used to want them to stay. Now we don't like them to stay.
Now we kind of don't even want them to.
Yeah, I want them out the door before the cliffhanger, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with the goodbyes after the cliffhanger.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
We love you, Garrod.
It's been amazing. Thank you so much.
Mwah. Mwah. Kiss, kiss.
Ron, are you ready for this cliffhanger?
Never been more.
All right, here we go. Hello to the fabulous Ronna and Brian, and perhaps even a top-tier A-list celebrity guest. I have a conundrum for which I desperately need an outside perspective. I'm ordinarily so sure-footed, but I'm just not clear-headed about anything at the moment. I like that. Boy. Sure-footed, clear-headed.
Mm-hmm. Clear hearts. What is it? Can't lose.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Three weeks ago.
Friday Night Lights.
That's right.
Yeah.
3 weeks ago, my dad passed away very unexpectedly. I found him just 3 days before his 65th birthday. I'm devastated.
Oh, no.
Utterly heartbroken. That's awful. I don't know how I will survive this grief, but I know I will. And for the time being, I'm focusing on doing the things I know how to do. I'm cleaning out his home, sorting through his things, and frankly, I'm bringing a ton of his crap into my 1,000 square foot home. I have the help of the most incredible support system of friends at my side every single day. I find myself to be so fortunate, even in this truly terrible time. My dad lived on property with my sister's in-law. Yeah, my dad lived on the property with my sister's in-laws. Okay, this is an Aaron Gibson situation. My sister's father-in-law, we'll call him Dave, is not my favorite person. He's a conversational narcissist. He takes advantage of people. He's a braggart and frankly, just obnoxious. I've always considered him to be a jackass, but a harmless one who also happened to be a good friend to my dad. Dave and his wife live in the main house, and my dad lived in an apartment adjacent to the garage. My dad was a renowned woodworker, self-taught, and extremely generous with his talents, and that garage had been my dad's workshop for the last 12 years. It holds tools and equipment that I can remember from my childhood. His shop is very special to me, as I am too, a hobby carpenter. Wow. Very sexy. Dave, who was persistently interloping in the days following my dad's death, was sure to mention several times that when we got around to packing at my dad's workshop, we need to consult with him to make sure we didn't take any of his tools or equipment. This was certainly a reasonable request, and we informed Dave of the day and time we planned to pack up the shop. On the day of the tool move, my partner, along with seven of our hunkiest friends and a U-Haul, arrived at the property. But Dave was nowhere to be found.
Sounds like an episode of Queer Eye.
No kidding.
Oh, no, of Just Like That. What's the bakery called?
Oh.
Like Buff Bakery. What's it called?
Yes, something like that. What was it? I can't remember.
Best Bodies Bakery.
Something like that, yes. Yeah. Just like that. Mario Cantone's Bakery.
Yeah.
He'd gone out to lunch. Without Dave there to offer any direction, my little work crew got busy. They were incredibly efficient, tidy, and so thoughtful in the way that they emptied, cleaned, packed, hauled, and essentially rebuilt my entire workshop in a single morning. But when I came out to check on the nearly finished product and extend my gratitude, I was surprised to see a lot of items I didn't recognize. Two workbenches instead of one, multiples of the same miter saw, Tool chests I had never seen before, duplicate hand tools, cabinets full of unfamiliar accessories. I was informed that the only thing I left behind were the lights, and they had debated taking those too. I quickly received word that Dave was home and was furious. I was embarrassed at the horrible miscommunication, which I felt was somehow, which I somehow felt responsible for, despite not being involved at all. But I was also very, very confused. Why was Dave not there? How in the world could anyone be expected to know which tools belong to whom if one guy is dead and the other is out to lunch? Why didn't Dave make any effort to identify his tools if he was so concerned about it? If he couldn't be bothered to participate in the process, why not make a list or leave sticky notes on his stuff? What did he possibly think was going to happen? My partner, who was feeling embarrassed but also quite annoyed, called Dave to apologize for the situation and assure him that it would get resolved. He invited Dave over to essentially shop through my newly arranged workshop and pick out his tools, which we could then help haul back to his garage. Dave agreed to this and stated that he would bring his truck over the following morning to collect his belongings. The next morning, Dave arrived, not in his truck, but in his sedan. My partner gave Dave time and space to pick through our garage at his pace, but Dave quickly exited the garage nearly empty-handed. He had a battery charger, a rubber mallet, and a request. He wants $800. He wants $800 for me to reimburse him for what we took from his garage. As he stands amongst his belongings, he asks me to pay him $800 for his belongings. And this is my question. Am I supposed to pay a man $800 to make up for a miscommunication in the aftermath of my dad's sudden death? And am I supposed to pay a man $800 because he refuses to pick up his things or even identify them? Is $800 a fair price to get square with someone like Dave? Is $800 a small amount to pay for a bunch of tools that I don't actually want because they don't actually belong to my dad? And am I to believe that $800 actually represents the amount of stuff we mistakenly took from him? In power tools, that's nothing. On any other day, would I allow myself to be fleeced for $800 by some jackass? As I write this letter, my partner simply told David to talk to me and we'd let him know if and when we'd pay him. I fear I may have to make a decision before I get to hear your wisdom, but nonetheless, please, please help me make sense of this. I'm so utterly confused. Gratefully, Emily. Emily. I love it.
Well, I would like Emily to send us a pre-follow-up because I think there is one. Okay. You know I love a pre-follow-up.
I know you do. It's the new thing.
Sanda, it is the new thing.
It's trending.
Emily, we need a pre-follow-up from you if there is one, but the answer will be on Patreon. So patreon.com/askrana, aisocial.club, aisocialclub.com, up to you, whichever team you want to be on. Yeah. And askranacoffee.com, of course. The Coffee Kiki could be coming soon. We'll keep you posted. We'll keep you posted.
Very excited.
But join us on patreon.com/askrana for all the fabulous answers to this and more, all the back episodes. And of course, sauna privileges if you want to see us do the thing.
That's right. patreon.com/askrana.
All right. Kiss, kiss, dear. That was fun.
That was fun, Rana.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lori Watson and the co-host of 4Play.
I'm your co-host, George Fowler, former firefighter, your couple's therapist who loves to talk about sex.
Woo, let's discuss everything about the best sexual techniques to building your emotional intimacy, which is really necessary for great sex.
We bring sound, concrete tools to reframe your relationship problems and learn how to fall in love again and feel desire.
Listen to 4Play Radio on the iHeart app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.